In the next episodes of OTB Podcast, we are going to hear some of the voices of the aftermarket, sharing their views and comments about the EU 2035 ban on new fossil fuel cars. For this first interview, we had the pleasure to talk with Benjamin Abitbol, passionate of classic cars and founder of Renovatio, group leader in the distribution of classic cars spare parts. So welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining the OTB podcast. So I would like first you to talk about yourself and and your company and what you are doing and your experience.
Great. Thanks for inviting me in this podcast. So my name is Benjamin Abitbol. I've been in this business for aftermarket business for 25 years now. I've been very happy to work in many circumstances, in many aspects in this business, from marketing to sales, and from big accounts to, let's say, smaller accounts in all European countries and worldwide. I started my my career in the States, in the United States, in Detroit, when I was in charge of supporting the French companies to establish a relationship with a business relationship with the big three, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors. So it was very, very interesting. And thanks to this experience, I've been able afterwards to work in the aftermarket from 2002 within big groups like Arvin Marito, Delphi, and many others. Then I decided to leave the big groups back in 2014. And I established my companies. I decided to start my own workshops dedicated for classic cars. And I also decided to work as a consultant, as a business developer for those big groups, asking for extra push, extra power to develop their business. And recently, 3-4 years ago, I actually made the synthesis of everything and established myself in Annecy, near the Switzerland border, in the French side, and grow, develop and grow a company, which is called Renovatio. Renovatio Automotive is a company that is addressing the classic car spare parts business in all Europe and worldwide. What does that mean, addressing this business? This business is actually very quickly a business of 12 million cars in all Europe, 13 billion euro spare parts business. So this is a not anymore a niche market. It's a growing market by 10 to 11% per year. And this business is actually very fragmented with many, many small to medium players. The idea behind Renovatio is to support all those companies in growing, in exploring, in developing their business. The idea behind Renovatio is clearly to consolidate an offer and all the offers on with the support of the great support of the digital experience in order to promote all those parts, all those brands, all those categories of products, to promote those products and be able to sell those products to the workshops, to the clubs, to the end user, to all the players in this very nice and specific aftermarket classic business. We have developed a website. We have developed a brand. And this website and the brand, they are together called Backelite. And backelite.eu is actually the site, the website of reference in order to select, choose, buy, and be delivered for any spare parts, for any vehicles, as long as they are more than 20 years. So in short, you have a car of 20 years and plus, you need a shock absorber, you need a brake pads, you need tires, you need body parts, you need windshields, whatever you need. We as Bike Elite, with the support of all the suppliers that we have behind this website, we are able to deliver the right parts at the right price within a very short period of time. That's the reason of, let's say, existence of Bike Elite, and that's in a sense the reason also of building Renovatio as a solutions promoter for the classic car aftermarket for today, but also for the future of this business.
Yeah, and now that we talk about the future of the business, as you know, this episode is around the impact of the regulation on petrol cars. And as you are the expert here on classic cars, I would like to know, how do you see the future for the classic cars?
Well, as you clearly said, the regulations, the European regulations, precisely say none of the thermic and gasoline vehicles will be able to be produced and released after 2035. That's the precise text. What does that mean? That means that, first of all, we believe at this stage, things can change, but we believe at this stage that the car park, which potentially will still have gasoline and petrol cars, will remain and will be able to continue to run and to be driven on the roads.
Yep.
So we really clearly talk about, let's say, a regulation that is impacting at the very first level the production of new cars. The purpose of this measure is to say, hey, we need to change now, and a very easy decision that we can take all together as European regulators is to decide that we move from old petrol and gasoline engine, even if they are, for many cases, they have a very low level of pollution, but still we need to communicate on the fact that petrol is dead, electricity is the petrol of tomorrow. Okay, great. Now let's talk about figures. We are talking, if we take the French market, but you can extrapolate to the European market, just to give you the figures. The car park in France is 38 million cars. Mm-hmm. The current sales of electric vehicles in 2021 is 160,000 cars. So that means that at this current trend of productions, considering that the production is obviously will go higher, but still, if we consider this trend, you need 230 years to move away from, let's say, the current car park to a 100% electric car park.
Yeah, unless you don't do a drastic movement as this one.
You're right. So that's my vision is that it will not take 200 years. It will not take 10 years. It will potentially take 30, 35, 40 years to move away definitively from, let's say, the current scope and the current parameters and proportions of the electric cars, hybrid, hybrid, but also plug-in hybrid and all those to a full electric cars. As long as we want to go for this drastic measure, which is also not necessarily my vision. So my vision is that it will take 30 years. Okay. My second vision is that it will you during this interim period, you will have a mix of gasoline cars, some of diesel cars potentially, hybrid cars that will be hybrid and plug-in hybrid cars, potentially hydrogen cars and electric cars. And this is going to be the scope and let's say the environment that we will see when we talk about cars in the future. But let's remember as well that if we talk now to the sector and to the aftermarket sectors, and even more to the classic car aftermarket business, I think things will go in these directions for sure, as we see the trend, but this will go in a progressive mode. So what do we need to do now? We need to make sure that any of the companies working in this business is agile, is aware of what is happening, is agile in the fact that the technology, the powertrain technology is changing, is agile in the fact that the way to drive the vehicles is also changing. So we are at this timing where things are changing in the next let's say 10-15 years.
In a hybrid phase, if we can say so.
Yeah, you're right.
And are you taking any kind of measures for your business towards a more sustainable approach?
Yes, I think so that when you work in a classic car spare parts business, you can. Some would think that we are so passionate about classic cars that we are working, living with classic cars, with all this nostalgia around and all
those
vintage terminology, vintage, things around us. True and false. True, because I think it's important to think about the past, to consider the past. Having said that, when you run a company in 2021, you run a company in 2021 or 2022. It's not you cannot run a company in a cavern. So yes, we have. I am surrounded by young people from 20 years to 34 years old. They are all digital. And we are running this company as a startup. We are running this company as a startup in the way of thinking, thinking agile. And obviously, since we are also highly concerned by, the world we live, the world we live today, we take many actions like waste management. We believe in the fact that when we go for an event, we can take the train, we can do car sharing.
You give the good example.
Every day's activities is impacted by what we do. Mm-hmm. So yeah. There is another element that would like to give you as to just to come back to the business. The Makilit website is a website where today we deliver products for the classic cars. When we select a supplier, in this case, we will position and score the supplier according to some of the few parameters that impact the choice of the suppliers, and those parameters also includes: is the supplier far away from our facilities? Is the supplier being audited from an environmental point of view? We deliver new parts, but we also deliver what we call new old stock parts. New old stock parts are, those parts are new, but they were on the shelves of distributors for many years. They have dust on it, but nobody wants them. But what we do is that we check them, we identify those parts, we identify the vehicles that are applicable for those parts, and we put them on the website. Mm, and believe it or not, it's also a second nature and a second life for those parts, even if they are if new from the past. Mm. And last but not least, we are also working with many other startups, working in the 3D printing. The 3D printing is an absolutely modern technology, dedicated to supply and develop new parts with a very limited minimum quantities in order to satisfy this business. We also work on the circular economy by restoring and renovating the parts for which we don't find new parts, or for which we believe in the fact that this is better to renovate with a high value and high quality of parts, and it's better to go for this system and this circularity in order to avoid producing a new parts in this world. So those are the aspects that on which we believe in the fact that we are working, but we have also many things to continue and to progress on this company from an everyday life to the business.
It is very, very interesting and remarkable. And now I have a last question for you. Is there a future for electric classic cars?
Yes, clearly yes. But I would like to precise my answer. Why do we think that the classic car will continue to run and will continue to be driven on those roads, or to be promoted on events, on shows, and so on? The reason why we think this will continue is that this is clearly the DNA of the automotive. So those decades, starting 1940, 1950s, till 1990s, those cars are very important. The productions was different at this stage. At this stage, you didn't have, you know, the massive group in terms of automotive that we have seen over the year 2000 to 2020, consolidating all those groups has also created a kind of harmonizations of all those cars. And if we come back to those cars in the 80s, 19 or 70s, the brands clearly demonstrated a difference between one brand to another, one model to another, one technology to another. And I think this is clearly the DNA. So this will continue. This will continue for sure. This will continue thanks to, with all the humility, we believe that we can support this business by consolidating and making sure that we deliver with the right price at the right workshop. Now, do we believe that the electric cars will also, or electric powertrain will also come to the classic car? Yes, it will come. It will come with a proportion, with a mix of potentially 2 to 5 to 7, 8% of the car park. So it's there is a business for the classic electric vehicles, but this will be hardly the case for the premium and exotic and sport cars, because the DNA, the heritage of the sport car is clearly the engine. And if you remove the engine, then you remove the heart of the sport car. So this will come for a Citroën 2CV, for a Fiat Cinquecento, for an Austin Mini. Yes, for sure. and this will have a business. This will come for very nice 4x4 vehicles where the engine is okay, but it's not the masterpiece of the of the car. But this will hardly come to the Ferraris, Lamborghinis, and Porsches.
Okay,
this is my vision.
Now that's a very clear vision. So thank you for your support and for sharing your vision, opinion, and comments. And I hope we will talk soon about other topics together.
Many thanks, Luna, for inviting me, and happy summer for everyone.